From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A court in London has convicted three British Muslim men in connection with a plot to bomb at least seven transatlantic jetliners on a single day. Investigators say the men planned to smuggle liquid explosives aboard the planes in plastic soft drink bottles. That plot led to the ban on all but small quantities of liquids or creams in carry-on luggage. Larry Miller has more from London.
The three had been convicted at an earlier trial of conspiring to murder using liquid bombs, but that jury could not decide whether they'd planned to detonate the devices on the transatlantic flights. The defense claimed the men just intended to perform a political stunt to frighten people at airports with small explosions. With this fresh conviction, the court decided that such a terror plot did indeed exist. The court was told Britain's internal security agency, MI5, uncovered the plot during surveillance of extremists in London. It was after the arrests in 2006 that security precautions were changed, restricting liquids on aircraft. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama says insurance companies must be accountable for their role in the healthcare system. And Mr. Obama says the time to overhaul that system is now.
We are going to reform the system for those who have insurance and those who don't.
The president speaking at a Labor Day picnic in Cincinnati. Mr. Obama said he still believes that for those who currently don't have medical insurance, a government plan should be among the options available to them as part of any health care legislation. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee wants to impose a fee on insurance companies to help pay for health coverage for uninsured Americans. It's part of a plan being circulated by Senator Max Baucus in advance of a key meeting with a bipartisan group of senators from his panel tomorrow. They've been working for weeks on a proposal for overhauling the healthcare system. One of the issues facing Congress when lawmakers return tomorrow is whether to extend unemployment benefits for jobless Americans for another year. More than a million people will see those benefits expire at the end of December. Danielle Carson has the story.
Nearly a million and a half people's unemployment benefits run out December 31st. Supporters say extending the benefits another year will help the economy. Christina Owens heads the National Employment Law Project.
We know that unemployed workers spend their benefits. They don't suck them away into savings accounts. They spend them on paying their mortgage, buying school supplies for their kids. That money is pumped back into the local economy.
Passage of the bills to extend unemployment benefits is uncertain. Lawmakers are worried about the federal deficit, and jobless benefits cost $850 million every week. Analysts say the labor market is turning the corner, but with more than 500,000 people filling unemployment claims every month, they don't expect it to make a full recovery anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR News. A suspected U.S. missile hit a hideout thought to be used by Taliban militants in Pakistan near the Afghan border today. Five people were killed. Also today, a roadside bomb blast killed two Pakistani soldiers near that country's northwest border with Afghanistan. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
The soldiers died when their vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb, according to Pakistani officials. The attack took place in South Waziristan, a remote mountainous area along the Afghan border where Pakistani troops are fighting Taliban and other rebels. Government forces have targeted several rebel bases there, and Pakistan's Taliban chief was killed in a U.S. missile attack last month. Islamabad is under pressure from the United States and other countries to show that it is in control. Militants have renewed attacks against government targets in northwest Pakistan, which is the main entry point into Afghanistan for trucks carrying supplies for NATO forces. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Firefighters are working to burn back heavy brush on the eastern flank of the huge wildfire north of Los Angeles to keep the blaze from spreading in that direction. The blaze has charred about 246 square miles of forest land. Jody Noren with the National Forest Service says recovery teams are already considering the longer-term impact of the fire.
They will be going out and assessing the resource effects of this fire in terms of how intensely the area burned and help us do some predictions in what we can expect with the winter storms in terms of flooding, mud flows, debris flows, that type of thing.
The wildfire is about 56% contained. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.